Anna Walsh.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. And, of course, managing editor, eats and drinks editor for the Baltimore City Paper. Talking about this week's issue. Did you hear part of that Kane Mayfield conversation?
Yeah. I'm glad to hear he loves City Paper. That was highly entertaining. It's a good thing my mic wasn't on at that part because I was just cackling here alone in the studio listening to you guys.
I love having you in the studio. I need shows like that to keep me alive. Anyway. Yeah. The College Guide issue. Tell us.
So we had two of our interns. I should preface this by saying that the editorial interns of City Paper are all great, and they are the lifeblood for our fact-checking process, and we couldn't operate without them. So every summer we've started letting them take over an entire issue. They write the whole thing. We pick two interns to edit it. And all of the pictures in this issue are from our summer photo intern, Reginald Thomas. So they decided this summer to go with the theme of the college bubble and all of their articles talk about, you know, how when you're in college, you're sort of part of the real world, but not really, and special rules apply to you. And it's sort of a weird in-between situation. Yeah. So we've got a piece on the fear bubble, especially as it pertains to Johns Hopkins, because, you know, there's a stereotype of Hopkins students where they're afraid to leave the campus in Charles Village. They're afraid to walk to the CVS on North Charles Street. If they do leave the neighborhood, it's only to go to Power Plant Live in the Inner Harbor. So one of our interns, who is a student at Johns Hopkins, actually talks about this and how part of that is because of the conflicting messages that students get about the city of Baltimore from the university. So, you know, they send them all these pretty pictures of the city when they're applying. And in orientation now, they've started taking them in these Baltimore days where they do field trips around the city. But then for the rest of their 4 years, the only information that they're really given about Baltimore is through security alerts telling them to watch out for a large black man who was spotted walking across campus.
Wow.
So it's really interesting, and she did a really good job reporting it. So we've got that. We have a really amazing personal essay by Reggie Thomas, who's our, like I said, is our photo intern, but he also did a bunch of writing for us this summer. He did the photo essay on Kwame Rose last week.
Right. We just got arrested this morning, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. So lots of crazy stuff happening this morning. Reggie actually, and it's certainly very timely with everything that's going on today, he wrote an essay about being from Baltimore but being away during the Baltimore uprising. And he was at Norfolk State University, which is an HBCU in Virginia. And he talks about the his sort of personal struggle with trying to express to people there what it's like to live in Baltimore and what it's like living under police brutality and all of these things. It's just very well written and very powerful. I highly recommend it. And you know, especially with the Freddie Gray hearings today,
I'm going to read that.
Timely.
So what about the you have a piece of Baltimore City power rankings, local colleges, and the first when I click it, the first one pops up is Morgan.
So that's our, you know, every week we have our Baltimore City power rankings where we give an up and down to whatever is going on in the city, who has more power this week, who has less power. And so for this one, again, we wanted to keep the whole issue pretty college themed. So we ranked a bunch of the different colleges in the city to determine, you know, who's looking better this year and who's looking a little bit worse going into the next school year.
So Morgan's looking good.
Yeah, well, you know, if they've got this task force that they're working on with Mayor SRB to talk about Freddie Gray and all of the homicides and police brutality, trying to address all of these things from a holistic academic background.
This is good. City Paper, Morgan number one this week. And Mr. Wine, it sucks to be anybody's roommate.
Yeah, so our one of our interns, Sean Lee, really liked the Mr. Wrong column, which is, you know, Joe McLeod every week.
Right.
And so he decided to write his own take on that called Mr. Wine for college students especially. So this one is, it sucks to be anybody's roommate. Everybody is a terrible roommate, including you. And it's kind of adopts the funny take that Mr. Wrong always does. It's a nice counter to all of the other or some of the other more hard-hitting news articles that are in here.
I love the way it starts out. It said, I'd like to tell these freshman kids who just met their new roommates, it sucks to be you. You'll see in a month, maybe 3 weeks, that your room is the size of a McDonald's bathroom, and that your crazy roommate uses suspiciously large amounts of toilet paper. All right.
Yeah. And also on the more, speaking of toilet paper, this is, I know, great transition, right?
That's great. Go ahead.
We have another article in here called, well, the radio appropriate name for the article is Free Stuff. And it's another one of our very funny interns, Max, talking about how to take free, well, how to take things from your college campus, you know, because you're paying a lot of money to go there and you got to get your money's worth. So he apparently has spent a lot of time inspecting the, you know, the toilet paper dispensers, that like the industrial ones. And so he tells you how to unlock them so you can steal toilet paper if you need it for yourself, for your apartment. Not that we advocate stealing paper, but, you know.
So Abby Hoffman, steal this book.
Yeah,
exactly. In that heritage, in that vein, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you've got Guns and Drugs and Junk Food of August. That's a photo gallery. Is that who did that?
That's the photo gallery that Joe Giordano does every year, where he takes all of the pictures that the Baltimore Police Department posts on.
All
the guns that they've seized, and we put it all together in one gallery. There usually tends to be some weird stuff in there. Like, the pictures are just unintentionally hilarious, so worth clicking through.
They are.
One more thing from our issue that I think we should highlight is this essay. It's another personal essay called Broke, Uninsured, and Unstable by Ciola Lee, who just graduated from Johns Hopkins. And she talks about the extra difficulties of being an international student and how she came here from Korea to study creative writing. And now that she's graduated, you know, she has this degree in writing and English, fiction and poetry. But given the way that student visas work and how work visas operate in the United States, it's nearly impossible for her to figure out a way to stay in the U.S. now that she's become attached to Baltimore and wants to be here. And so it's a really interesting read, and talks about the difficulties also of being an international student when you're in college, and how, you know, they sort of either expect you to be able to figure everything out, or they expect to, like, hold your hand and teach you the very basics of English. And she was somewhere in the middle and felt sort of lost in that. So it's definitely worth reading.
So this issue is another great issue coming out. So just pop it out of the box or where you find it, and pick it up and walk away with it and enjoy the city paper. This is a great issue, very creative. This is the issue run by college students. Anna Walsh joins us, as she does every week, managing editor and the eats and drinks editor for the city paper. Anna, thank you so much.
Pleasure, Mark. Talk
always
to you
good
next
to talk
week.
To, always. And let me, for on the way out of here, say something that Mark Unruh just sent a message in to me, that the Kwame Rose was not tased, but was hit by a truck marching this morning at the start of the hearings. And the man who tased said this, he was nearby, and so the police rushed over to him, messed with him, and put a taser to the back of his head, saying, "Do you want to get tased?" He wasn't resisting or anything, just lying on the ground, asking for medical attention. Police then moved him with sticks, hitting some of his arms and his chest. There's a photo that we'll also paste up on our webpage. So that's the latest, just keep you abreast of what's coming through the transom. So thank you all for being part of the show today, calling in and making what it was. And glad you spent the last 2 hours with us. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our interns are Sianna Grease, Monifa Wilson, and Calvin Barry. Our theme music is by Juan Matthews of King Cuts. To podcast The Mark Steiner Show, share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org, or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.